The Senate opposes the House's proposal to raise about $500 million in revenue by increasing the cigarette tax and creating a tax on opioid pain pills. Meanwhile, the House put about $1 billion more into the teachers' pension system than the Senate did. After the first day of direct negotiations Friday between the two chambers, Senate President Robert Stiver said talks were productive.
Let everybody digest what's been said, done, and we'll be back up here to plow forward on Monday.
The legislative session officially ends on Friday, April 13th. Lawmakers said they hope to pass a compromise version of the budget by next weekend in order to have time to override any vetoes Governor Matt Bevin makes to the spending plan. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.